So be thinking about how you can play your part and who you can invite. So I'm Steph, I'm the minister referred to earlier. And so I'm going to take you through the second part of this Big Bad Wolf series, troublemakers who are probably insecure and dangerous. So we've all heard the phrase fake news. Simon referred to it last week. There is a lot of talk about it in the media, something that is talked about as true, but in fact hides dark motives. The person who uses this phrase most seems to be a certain president, no names. He tries to come across as someone who wants to deal in the truth. All accusations against him are fake, but all that he deals in is truth. And he has a huge following and is likely to win his next election. His biggest fans are Christians because he tells them what they want to hear. But is he as fake as his tan? Just a thought. Does his life match up to the sort of things he's saying? Now, he is an extreme example, but there are lots of people, I think, that we have met that seem nice on the outside, nice as pie, and something happens, and they turn, and you see what they're really like inside. They show their true colours, and you meet these people. You've met them at school, you've met them at work, probably even in church. And, you know, even sometimes we recognise that we can be like that ourselves. Now, these people are often insecure, and many of us are. I am quite an insecure person. I know who I really am. Thankfully, God knows as well, and he still loves me. But sometimes that insecurity comes out in trying to make myself look better than I really am, or just to show the good side, you know, and hide the dark side. Because I think we all have a dark side, don't we? Just me. Okay, so... And I think we're all tempted at one time or another to wear masks. I'm quite a shy person, so sometimes I come over as quite, whoa, life and soul of the party. And it hides the fact that I just want to sit in a corner and hide. Now, some of this is okay, some of this is fine, but it's what's behind that kind of thing that we need to be looking at. We show people what they want to see and what we think will show us in a good light. And so we do this particularly, this is prevalent in social media. So we have profile picture, I really like this, the profile picture and real life. And here is a real life example of this. This is Mr. Zuckerberg. And we have this tendency, don't we, to show the good side of life. And if you're if you've seen Facebook and other things, you will see that people try to put their best side forward. Photographs are fun on their holiday, not them freezing in the rain. Do you know what I mean? There's the reality there, isn't there? Photos of parties and everybody having fun and not the drunken rows that happen. Do you know? And we get this distorted picture of reality. We get film stars who look so wonderful, and we get girls and boys, young men, trying to emulate this and feeling insecure because they're not like this. But we need to show more reality, more honesty. We need to be more honest. Now, I guess you might know people who are like this, who are good on the outside and bad on the inside, or maybe influenced, really influenced by what they see or what they hear. Impressive stories. And you think, wow, they are brilliant. I wish I was like that. This is, I think we go off to Folkestone, and there's a signpost like this in Folkestone. And you know, we are all like signposts, aren't we? We point people somewhere. And so we have to be careful what we point at, because sometimes what we point at ourselves sometimes or other people can be destructive as well as deceptive. You know, when I think about the stuff that goes on in some of the social media, the trolling and the negativity of it, it can be very destructive. And it can be very destructive if people get a sense of the wonder of other people's lives and the ordinariness of their own. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get that? You know, it can kill people, literally. It can result in people's suicides because they see this facade of wonderment, and the reality is far from that. So this series is about a big bad wolf, and we're about looking at deception and trying to discern truth from lies. Now, maybe you are here exploring faith, trying to get to the bottom of spiritual things, but how do you know who to listen to? How do you know who's telling the truth and who's telling lies? There are so many versions of truth out there. Like this signpost, some people point this way, some people point another way, some people point that way. How do you discern the truth? And Christians as well have to be aware of the possibility of deception, but how can you tell? Last time Simon talked about those deliberately deceptive, evil. But this week I'm going to talk to you about troublemakers. They've probably got good intentions. But they can think that they're right. And maybe that is based on their own insecurities. And we have to be careful about following people. Because I'll let you into a little secret. Everybody's like you and me. It doesn't get you anywhere following people. People can help to point you in the right direction, but don't follow people. Look at where people are pointing you. There are people who are Jekyll and Hyde types. They can seem great on the outside and even want to be good people, but something unhealthy lurks within. And I think if we're honest, there are unhealthy things that lurk within each one of us. And it manifests itself in different ways. The troublemaker is often insecure, and the troublemaker is dangerous. Their egos feed on the praise and opinions of others, and it can be destructive. And it's such an easy trap to fall into as a person at the front of a church. It could be so easy for me to fall into this trap of believing my press. You know, when people say nice things to me, surprisingly. And you could get to the stage where you actually start believing that and stop realizing that I'm just like you. We're all human. We're all flawed. And you know, when this starts happening in churches, it can in church groups or churches as a whole, when they follow a leader, it can result in building factions, it can be manipulative, and it can even be abusive. People can suffer from spiritual abuse, you know, people using the Bible to manipulate people's lives. That can result in financial abuse, and it can involve power and control, and even sexual abuse. We hear about it in church communities. We've got to face up to facts, and we've got to be aware that this sort of thing can go on and keep away from it. And these things are often built on the deep insecurities of the people involved. Now, Jesus has something to say about how we discern, how he discerns what's really going on inside people. And he says this in Matthew's account of his life. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. So last week, Simon talked about knowing people by their fruits. So it's only the one. You look at people. Don't just talk the talk, but actually walk the walk. The one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Where are they pointing? Are they pointing at themselves or are they pointing towards Jesus? He goes on to say, on that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did I not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. You know, the reality is built on relationship. Jesus demonstrated this through his life, who he was. He demonstrated by the way he lived and the way he treated people what was on the inside, not just the words on the outside. And also this talks of knowing Jesus. I never knew you. How are our relationships with Jesus? Do we spend time with him? Do you know, apparently, in America, they train people up to recognize counterfeit banknotes. And you know how they train them? They don't show them the counterfeits. They make them study the real thing. And if we want to know truth from falsehood, we need to study the real thing. We need to be in close relationship with Jesus. And this will help us. We need to know what he says. We need to know how he acted. We need to have that rapport and relationship with God so that we recognize false people when they come into our lives. Get to know Jesus. Do you know, because all of our security should be in Jesus, in what he thinks about us and how he feels about us. We don't have to rely on having our egos massaged by other people around us. We just need to be rooted in who Jesus says we are and how he loves us and how he gives us purpose in our lives. Do you know, we get caught up in this 24/7 world. Even as Christians, we use this phrase a lot. But we weren't designed 24/7. We were supposed to have Sabbath rest. And one of the reasons we have Sabbath rest is so that we know that everything doesn't depend on me. We don't have to have our phone switched on all the time. God is the only one that's indispensable. And we have to be careful of our pride. And we have to be people of humility, knowing our place in the Father's heart. He goes on to say, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them would be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. This is what we look for in others, how they're acting. Are they putting God's words into action? And that's how we look at ourselves. Am I putting God's words into action? Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. You know, the disciples of Jesus, it's a weird word, disciples, and it doesn't just mean somebody who understands intellectually the teaching of their rabbi. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that they memorize all their teachings. Disciples are people who follow, literally follow in the footsteps of their rabbi and emulate their life, the life of their master. Jesus' teaching needs to be obeyed, lived out. That's what true discipleship is. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Jesus knows how to discern the wolves from the sheep. Real security is built on Jesus. Insecurity is built on dangerous sands, the praise of others. Real security is built on submission to Jesus and acting on his words. The motivation should not be superficial or skin deep, but based on love for him, relationship with him, and submission to him. He sees beyond the surface. And he gives us eyes to be able to see that as well. He sees beyond our surface appearances and pretense of actions in his name. And he sees our hearts, our real motivation. So one way to discern whether we, you know, like the people at the front, and we come up with it, Simon and I, and others who stand here. Where are we pointing? Are we building the kingdom of God? Is that our motivation? Or are we building our own empires And that's the difference. Where are we pointing? All of our lives point somewhere. Jesus' lives pointed to God, his heavenly Father. And when we look at others, where do their lives point us? Jesus or themselves? If they point us to Jesus, that is a good indication that they are living in truth. I'm not talking about what they say, but where does how they live point you? Maybe you've given your loyalty and devotion to someone you thought was good in the past, and maybe you've suffered because of it. Church leaders, we have to be careful not to set ourselves up as replacements for Jesus. That is disaster. But we have to be people who point one another, each other, to Jesus. You will know us by our fruits. You will know them by your fruits. We have to look out for each other as a church too. Look out for each other and stay united under Jesus. Look out for those building factions and cliques, not being distracted, split or swayed by the insecure and dangerous wolves, troublemakers. We have to be aware by feeding our own insecurities. We mustn't do that. We mustn't feed our own insecurities by wearing masks. We have to be people who point to Jesus. We have to be people prepared to say, I struggle with this. I'm trying to follow Jesus, but this is what I'm having trouble with at the moment. We have to be honest with each other. That is the way that we encourage one another. We fight our battles and we share our victories, but also our struggles with one another. We are all signposts and we need to point to Jesus. We're going to stand and sing another song in a moment. I just want you to think. Be aware of people you may know who are trying to draw you away. Or maybe you're being swayed by opinions. Or maybe, just think, am I pointing to Jesus? Or am I pointing to me?